Sermon 21. Our life of faith is like a race. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 27. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Apostle Paul, who became a servant to all men. Apostle Paul is speaking about how he conducted himself in order to win some people. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 through 20. Apostle Paul continued to say, "To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 through 23. Apostle Paul, while being together with the brothers and sisters in the church, conducted himself fittingly to each situation, whether to those under the law or to those not under the law. Because our desire to win people is something that cannot be achieved if we leave this world. In this world, there are many people who are suffering because of sin. Therefore, for such a person to hear the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and become a believer is truly gaining a precious opportunity. We need the attitude to be able to conduct ourselves by faith like Apostle Paul. We must also be careful about unconditionally rejecting unbelievers. If we say we have truly received the removal of sins, we must be considerate of unbelievers. It means we must guide all people so that they may partake in the gospel. It means not to run without a purpose. Let us look at the Word of God. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 26. Paul ran for the preaching of the gospel, but he did not do it like beating the air. He ran toward a clear purpose. Our life of faith is also like a race. We must run toward the mark. That mark is exactly preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We are those who have already received the removal of sins in our hearts. Therefore, the purpose of our faith on this earth is to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to many people, and running toward it must be our life. The purpose of the life of faith is only one, Where is the purpose for which we must build God's church? Preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world, that is the purpose. There is no other purpose. Where is the purpose of the life of faith? Is it to become a person with good faith? That is not it. Is it to become a person who knows the Bible a lot? Before God, rather than knowing the Bible a lot, believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and running for the preaching of the gospel, is more important. The purpose the Lord has placed for us in God's church is in saving souls who have fallen into sin by preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. However, people place their purpose in the wrong place. They live making it their purpose to build their own church largely, to elevate their own honor, or to be sanctified by themselves. However, where do the people who have received the removal of sins in their hearts place their purpose? They place their purpose in making people receive the removal of sins, and they live a life of offering themselves for the preaching of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Other than that work, there is no other purpose. They are greatly disappointed when they cannot fulfill the work of evangelizing the gospel. This is like a marathon runner setting a goal and running only toward that place. The purpose of a person who believes in Jesus is to uphold the Lord's will. Such people are those whom the world cannot handle. However, today numerous Christians place their purpose on sanctification. How they can live a sanctified life, how they can live a holy life to reveal the aroma of Christ to this world. They place their purpose exactly there. However, humans try to live holily for a day or two, but they live a life of failing every day. Unless one is God Himself, living a holy life by one's own strength and maintaining it is an impossible thing. For a person who has received the removal of sins, the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and preaching this gospel word, is the purpose of life. For a person who truly believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, the heart wanting to live for the preaching of the gospel arises naturally. The problem is that today, although those who believe in Jesus should fundamentally place their interest in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, in reality, they remain in trying to save themselves by their own efforts. Because of that, today's Christianity is becoming an existence that might as well not be in this world. Apostle Paul did not boast of himself while testifying the gospel word of the Lord for his whole life. Apostle Paul said, "Grace be with all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 24. Paul preached the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that makes people receive the removal of sins, and he offered himself to the Lord for his whole life for the preaching of the gospel. People who love the gospel and have the purpose of making people receive the removal of sins discipline themselves and offer themselves to the Lord for the preaching of the gospel. Make a clear trumpet sound. Let us read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? So likewise you, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 8 through 9. If we live with the purpose of making people receive the removal of sins, we must accurately preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit when we evangelize. At first, we listen to the other person's words. However, while listening, we must open our mouths and clearly preach what the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is. The Bible says that Jesus told us he would make known about righteousness, about sin, and about judgment. To say about righteousness is speaking of the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. It means that Jesus Christ was baptized by John, had the sins of the world passed on to him, and took the judgment of sin on the cross for us. To say about sin means that we must preach the fact that you were inevitably born as a seed of sin, who had no choice but to commit sin. To say about judgment is speaking of what comes upon those who do not believe the fact that Jesus was baptized by John, had the sins of the world passed on to him, went to the cross, received the judgment of sin, and resurrected from death. If you are to be saved from your sins, after knowing your own sins, you must believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in your heart and receive the true removal of sins. Sometimes there are cases where one fails to preach the message of the cross and steps back after only laying out irrelevant words. We must clearly preach the fact that the gospel word of the water and the Spirit has eliminated our sins. If we do not accurately preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, even if that person wants to believe, they will not be able to believe. Everyone, we all must know the gospel word concerning the message of the cross. We must clearly preach the Lord's word that spoke about God's righteousness, about man's sin, and about man's judgment. We must become those who accurately blow the trumpet of the gospel toward the Lord and toward the world. That is exactly the trumpet sound blown by a born-again person. Run toward the purpose with the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The reason we all come out to God's church is to live with the purpose of preaching the gospel as those who have received the removal of their sins. We must lay down all other purposes. Just as a marathon runner runs looking only forward toward the goal, we must live like that as well. Today as well, how much have we preached the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world? Tomorrow as well, we must preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit that makes people receive the removal of sins. We must live with the purpose of testifying the gospel of the water and the Spirit until this year passes completely. And for 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, until the day our Lord returns. With that purpose, we must live our church life. The purpose of our church is in making people receive the removal of sins by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. I hope you run toward that goal this year as well.